your book that you published that's out, A Promise a Day. How important is it for saints to know that God promises us a whole lot of things?
Well, I think it's very important, and that's why I entitled it A Promise a Day, because every single day, God has assured us that he has given us a promise for every situation that we're facing in life, whether it's sickness, whether it's pain, whether it's frustration, whether it's depression, but whatever we are facing in life, God has already given us a promise, and he's already given us his assured word that if we rely on his promise and stand on his promise, we will be able to have victory over each and every situation in our life.
Would you say this is a book that everyone in the congregation should have?
Oh, definitely. Not only in the congregation, but this is a book for everybody. People in the nursing home, people in hospital, even people who are incarcerated. This is a book that everybody can identify with, and this is a book that everybody can read and understand and apply to where they are.
And you don't necessarily have to be saved to have this book and to read this book, am I correct?
Most definitely. And then that's one of the things that I was trying to do when I was writing this book. I wanted to have something not only for the believers, but for the non-believers as well. Because whether you're saved or not, we all go through the same thing.
Now, you said it's been a 10-year journey for you. Did you have a premonition? Did God speak to you? You have a dream to just write this book?
Well, again, you know, when I was going through my difficult time in my life, and I began to seek out God for answers for my own personal situation, and that's when God pointed me to his promises, you know, that he's already promised me that he would be with me. He already promised me that I was more than a conqueror. He already promised me that I was blessed. He already promised me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And as I began to research the promises, I realized that not only were these promises sure for myself, but these same promises would be sure for other believers and as you said earlier, for non-believers as well.
It is our guest, Melvin Latimer, and the book's called A Promise a Day. And I'm telling you, if you're out there, this is a book that you need to get. Give it to family members, church members, folks that you know who are not saved, for the saved. It is a good book to have, a book to just have it right by your bed, by your nightstand. And that's how I do it, you know. And when I get up in the morning, I can't wait to see what's next. I don't try to jump ahead, Melvin. I can't wait to see what's next. I can turn the page or look what's for today. And it has been a blessing for me. And I just want to thank you for writing a book.
Well, thank
like
you
that.
So much. I appreciate that.
Where can folks get their hands on this, because I want folks to get this book?
Well, they can get it at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, or they can go directly to my website and order the book. It is www.moam.org, www.moam.org.
Melvin, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you for being patient. And I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program. I really thank God for you.
Thank you. It's our guest. It's Melvin Latimer. And the book's called A Promise a Day, Inside of the Gospel Spotlight.